Katie Wilson is an organizer with the new group that's trying to raise awareness for people like her and others who are worse off. She's 30 years old, doing odd jobs to make ends meet. She manages her apartment complex in lieu of paying rent. And she still says at times she has to rely on government support to buy food.
I don't have a car. I can't afford a car. I'm luckily able-bodied, so I can bike and walk most of the places I need to go. But when I need to use the bus, I need to use the bus.
She says that's getting really expensive. She's seen fares go up dramatically.
When I moved to Seattle in 2004, it cost $1.25, and now it's, you know, $2.25 or $2.50. And, I mean, for me, you know, I have a really low income, and, you know, I can't afford to drop $2.25 or $2.50 every time I need to go somewhere.
But King County can't afford to keep the free ride zone in place, says Councilmember Larry Phillips. He says the problem is not limited to people in Seattle, which has footed the bill for subsidizing the free ride system. Phillips says it's about fairness in the county.
That's part of the process that we're under right now, to see how we can help those most in need, or the destitute or near destitute across King County, be able to use our public transportation system at a reduced cost in the future, but not just downtown.
The county says Metro is facing a $60 million deficit just to maintain the service it has. They've streamlined many routes to save money, and eliminating Seattle's ride-free zone is part of that picture. But they say they're still doing better than neighboring counties, such as Snohomish, where there is no bus service at all on Sundays, or Pierce County, which is facing the possibility of similarly harsh cuts. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.